This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for joining me today. Do you know what we haven't done in a while? And I'm psyched to do it today. We haven't had a book club episode in a while. I love these. We've done them a handful of times before. And the first one was one of my favorite episodes, all the way back in episode 137. We did a book club episode with the book Always Hungry. If you have not listened to episode 137, I will link to it over in the show notes. It's a great one. We've also done the Keto Reset Diet as a book club episode and a handful of others. I love to read. I read all the time, not just about nutrition. In fact, usually not about nutrition, whether it's mindset books or books completely unrelated to change, but I always find crossover. I always find really big aha moment lessons that come from things totally unrelated to food, totally unrelated to mindset. But today's book club episode is a nutrition book. I'm so pumped about it. I do a monthly book club with my master's club. And so sometimes when I read a book I love, I reserve it for the master's club. But not this time. I read a book last week that when I read it, I just knew I wanted to share it with you guys. I thought it was great. The book is called Glow 15, and it is by Naomi Whittel. That's how we're going to pronounce her last name. The subtitle of the book is A Science-Based Plan to Lose Weight, Revitalize Your Skin, and Invigorate Your Life. This was one of those books. I read it in a day. And then I texted my mom and I said, buy this book. And I don't do that very often, even though I read a lot. I rarely say, hey, go out and buy this. But since that's how it made me feel, I'm going to share it with you. And before I go through what I loved about the book, I want to tell you a little bit about the author. I believe that somebody's background is a big part of my appreciation for their work. So this isn't just some random schmo. She is the CEO of TwinLab, which is one of the biggest supplement companies in the world. So mad respect for a female CEO. But the thing about, it's not so much that she's the CEO of a supplement company. In fact, when I realized that, I was a little concerned that the book was going to be a supplement book, kind of like a elaborate commercial for TwinLab, but it's not at all. She definitely talks about supplements as it relates to her love of science and the ingredients that really got her excited, but she's very much into whole foods, not just for diet, but also whole foods for like skin health, right? Topical uses for foods. She writes at one point, I'm going to get specific into some of the things I loved about the book, but just for example, she's talking about cellulite and the issues with cellulite and blood flow, and that we tend to have cellulite in areas where there's less blood flow. And I've talked about this on the show before. And then she gives a recipe for a cellulite scrub with things like coffee grounds, because that's going to help with blood flow, and coconut oil and salt. And so you bet I made that the same day. Sure did. Though I'm sure you can imagine that rubbing coffee grounds into your skin in the shower definitely requires some cleanup of the shower. So, little warning there. But she is a science fanatic like I am, and I highly recommend this book. I, out of respect for her, obviously, am not going to go into a ton of detail. I'm not going to share some of the recipes that I got excited about because I know the time and effort that goes into a book. But what I do want to share with you are my favorite things about the book, the five ideas she dives into in depth that got me excited and encouraged, and I'll give, you know, my thoughts on them. And if you are intrigued by any or all of them, get the book. Whether you buy it on Amazon, I'll link to it in the show notes, or just pick it up from your local library. I definitely think it's worth a read. One of the great things about her science background is that all of the principles she talks about in the book, all of the strategies for fat loss, the strategies that are anti-aging, she did a clinical study putting people through these strategies for 60 days. And here is what that research delivered in the way of results. So in 60 days, 88% of the people had an improvement in their body mass index, 88% lost weight, 100% lost fat mass. Now you might be wondering, how could 100% lose fat mass, but only 88% lose weight? Well, it could be that they put on muscle in that time period. So 100% lost fat mass. 90% had an improvement in blood pressure. 81% of the people had a decrease in their resting heart rate. 91% had improved quality of sleep. And 100% had a reduction in skin wrinkles. Those numbers are amazing. And she goes through the strategies that these folks adopted throughout the book. So they've been tested, and one of my favorite parts, they're really simple. They're not complicated. They don't require supplementation, and they make you feel better. It's not some super strict approach to food that you hate, but it works. No, she's got some recipes that are straight up amazing. So the way I want to approach this book club episode is to just share with you five things I loved most about the book. I keep notes when I read a book, and so I flipped through my notes and I looked for the asterisks, the underlines, the things that got me excited. And if they get you excited, definitely check out the book. So the first thing that she really emphasizes out of the gate is related to this idea of longevity. How long you live, right? And so many of us attribute this to our genes. Well, my parents died young, or my grandparents are still going strong into their 90s, and our longevity, we tend to equate a lot to our genetics, but that's actually a small part of it. From the science, and she goes into this in detail, about 70% of longevity is your lifestyle. Now, that obviously concludes that we can add years to our life, or we can take years off our lives based on how we care for ourselves. But the theme that really carries through this book, and this is kind of how I think, is that it's not just adding years to your life, it's making them good years. And not just good in terms of happy, but you feel physically capable, you feel energetic, you are happy, you have a quality of life that makes it worth adding years, right? I know that when I was 25, I was basically dead, not from a health perspective, though surely I was not a pillar of health, but I just wasn't enjoying my life. And so much of that comes from how we take care of ourselves. If we're not taking care of ourselves, we will not be as happy, as joyful, as confident as we are if we are taking care of ourselves. So one of the things she really wants to establish out of the gate is that while you can't control the fact that you get older, right, you can control how your body ages. Growing older, not going to change. But aging is very much within our control. Her strategy is about you don't have to accept that sagging skin, wrinkles, low energy, weight gain, trouble focusing are just natural results of aging, because that is not the case at all. And all of the strategies in her book really help to redefine what it means, what it should mean, what it can mean to grow older without all the things that we commonly associate with aging. And for me, I love that this isn't just a theory. She's saying, so here you go. Here are the things that you can do to really adjust this trajectory. Now we'll get science-y. The second thing I love, she establishes the very common sense thing, which is how I always like to approach everything that I go into in the sciences. And then she goes a little deeper. And I mentioned this in episode 469. So if you have not yet listened to episode 469 about fasting, who should fast? Is it healthy? Do you burn muscle? Why should you do it? I go into all of that in 469. But one of the things I mentioned in 469 and told you I would come back to is this idea of autophagy. Autophagy. And one of the things I love about this book is the way she talks about autophagy as a central tenet for anti-aging, for fat loss, for energy, for health, for disease prevention, and so many of the strategies that she introduces that are not complex and complicated and convoluted and miserable, the strategies are aimed at activating autophagy. Now, many of you are probably thinking, sorry, what? What is that? Autophagy, if you know me, you know I love to break down words. The first part of that word is auto, A-U-T-O, which many of us think of as automatic, but that's not what that root word means. The root word means self, you, me, the self. Think about like autobiography, right? It's a story about one's self. So when we look at the word autophagy, auto, self, and then the phagy or fudgy when you know, not fudgy like fudgy cake, but autophagy is that second part is eating, self-eating, but not like cannibalism, self-eating. Autophagy is a process that happens at the cellular level where basically your cells kind of eat themselves. That's literally what we are talking about, but a little less literally, it's self-cleaning. Detoxification, when damaged or duplicated components of your cells destroy themselves. They say, oh, that this part's not working well, this part's getting old, this part's a duplicate, and we are going to cleanse. We are going to get rid of that. Our bodies have that capacity. However, you might have a self-cleaning oven, but you have to turn it on to use it. Having a self-cleaning oven does not mean that your oven is always clean, right? You have to activate, turn on the self-cleaning process that your oven really comes with. In order to get the benefits, you've got to turn it on. And the same is true. Just because we have this ability for cellular cleanup, we have to activate it. And we have to be aware of the things that prevent it from happening, that blunt this process, that prevent this process. And we've got to be mindful of not constantly preventing this cellular detox, this cell self-cleanup from happening. Our bodies are brilliant. They come equipped with this natural anti-aging defense, these natural disease prevention mechanisms, but many of our lifestyle choices, like eating too much sugar or overeating, prevent that from working. And there are specific lifestyle and nutritional approaches that activate this autophagy. And when this happens, we see anti-aging benefits, we see disease prevention benefits, we see healing benefits of health conditions that are already present, we see weight loss, we see aesthetic benefits, like sagging skin and wrinkles and dark circles and cellulite, etc. So the majority of the approaches in this book are aimed at activating autophagy. It turns up the abilities of your cells to repair and to identify and eliminate broken parts. And the book goes into ways you can do this with your diet, with exercise, supplements as well. But the real focus of it is primarily, I would say, from my opinion, primarily nutrition and sleep. On the nutrition front, at one point early in the book, pretty early in the book, she introduces a hot beverage that she calls autophagy, which is so cute, right? Autophagy is the process, autophagy ending in T-E-A, like hot tea. I thought that was so clever. And as I was reading it, I was fully expecting, since she's the CEO of a supplement company, for her to pitch a product that Twin Lab sells. And it would make sense. I couldn't blame her from doing that. But no, it's actually autophagy is just normal ingredients that most of us already have. I didn't have one of them. So of course that day I bought the ingredients and you might've already seen me making it on my Instagram stories. For those of you that are curious, I share most of what I eat, my personal life videos, stuff like that on Instagram. So on my Instagram stories specifically. So if you're not following me there, super easy. Instagram's free at Elizabeth Benton, if you can remember that one. And you might wonder why I'm not sharing the recipe for autophagy here on the podcast or even in my Instagram stories, even though I've showed pictures of it there in video. And the reason is simple. It would be disrespectful to the author. It's also why you'll never see me post a recipe from a book without permission from the author. And this is sort of a random side note, but you know, so much effort and time goes into writing books. And so I think out of respect, I think it's great to share the ideas and say, hey, this is what I love about it. And this is what it's done for me. And this is what I'm doing with the ideas. But if you want the recipe, buy the book, right? That's just respectful. Or get it from the library. You don't have to spend money. But I don't think that it's respectful to say, and here is what she spent years of her life putting together and you can have it for free. And I didn't ask her permission. But this autophagy is a hot beverage that you make with ingredients that most of you probably already have at home. And it is a concoction. One of the things that I didn't have, I'm happy to share this part, I didn't have Earl Grey tea. And there's a great segment in the book that talks about one of the common ingredients in Earl Grey tea that helps to activate autophagy. And it talks about how it does that. So instead of Bulletproof Coffee, and it's not meant to be a replacement, they obviously have different targets. They're going after different things, but it's not a coffee drink. You don't add butter to anything, but it's a combination of ingredients, including Earl Grey tea, that helps to activate autophagy. So I was really excited about that. Something else that activates autophagy that we talked about very recently, sulforaphanes. And if you have not yet listened to episode 466, do that. That is a food as medicine episode of the podcast we did a couple weeks ago, episode 466. And one of the things we talked about was the way that it helps with cellular detox or autophagy. In addition to the nutritional approaches that activate autophagy, she also talks about specific forms of exercise that help do that. High intensity interval training, strength training. She includes workouts in the book, which is cool. And she talks a lot about sleep and different kinds of sleepers, whether that's, you know, like the lark or the owl. And there's a really fantastic quiz in the book that helps people find out based on their body type and their unique circadian rhythm. It's kind of a long quiz, several pages long, but based on their circadian rhythm, what time they should be going to bed at night. I personally found that really, really helpful. This third thing is kind of a short one, but it really resonated with me. And I think it serves as a powerful reminder that food wrappers should come in the form of skins and shells, not plastic. Food wrappers should come in the form of skins and shells. And this is something that only maybe in the last year and a half or so, I have really come to agree with. Now, obviously, I think we all agree when it comes to like Cracker Jacks and Hostess cupcakes. Yeah. You know, a banana is probably a better choice. But where I spent a lot of money and got myself into a fair amount of trouble was with things that are now flooding the market in terms of quote unquote healthy convenience foods, protein bars, etc. And here was the problem with things that came in plastic wrappers. They weren't working for me. And the primary reason they weren't working for me is because I was turning to them more because I wanted to eat than because I actually needed to eat. But because they were healthier than XYZ, cupcake, Cheez-Its, whatever, it was easy for me to talk myself into it. But as I have over the last year and a half or so really moved away from anything that has a wrapper other than skins and shells, I eat less, I feel better, and maybe most importantly for me, I have way fewer cravings. I am not ashamed to say that I have in one sitting eaten like 4 Quest bars. But I don't do that with, say, a handful of beef jerky. But the Quest bars for me got to a point where they were like a treat. They were a dessert, and I wasn't eating them because my body truly needed fuel. I was eating them because I wanted something sweet, and it wasn't a quote-unquote bad choice. So this idea that she talks about, that food wrappers should come in the form of skins and shells, it just really reinforced something for me that has been a very important shift, and a shift that I work with a lot of my clients on too. They say, oh, well, you know, this little piece of dark chocolate from the candy wrapper is better than XYZ. And that really creates a situation where they've lost sight of, but wait, do I need fuel? Do I need to eat right now? Or do I just want to eat? The fourth thing that I love is her nutritional approach. And when it comes to any nutritional approach, I think everybody needs to find what works for them. But she very clearly and in a science-based way articulates her approach, which is a combination of intermittent fasting. I talked a lot about fasting in episode 469. I talked specifically about intermittent fasting, I think, in episode 37. But she has an approach that is for fat loss, for anti-aging, and for the activation of autophagy, a combination of intermittent fasting and protein cycling. What that means is there are very low protein days and there are moderate protein days. She calls them high, but they're not high. And in fact, her high protein days are 45 to 55 grams, which for most of us, the way people turn to protein these days is actually probably a pretty low protein day. So she has low protein days and what we'll call moderate protein days. And she does this approach, cycling intermittent fasting and low protein and moderate protein days, not only for anti-aging benefits, but also for the activation of autophagy, because autophagy cannot be activated when insulin is high. And one of the things that does increase insulin is protein. And a lot of people don't realize that because they think it's limited to carbohydrates. However, there is no storage form for excess dietary protein in the body. So if you consume more protein than your body needs, your body breaks down the excess for storage and glucose is generated in that process. That's why when we overconsume protein, we increase blood sugar, we increase insulin. That means autophagy cannot happen. It also means that we have more hunger, we have more cravings, and we blunt our body's fat-burning abilities. Intermittent fasting and extended fasting also activate autophagy. I talked about that in episode 469. So she goes into a lot of detail about how we can't overconsume protein if we want to really maximize our anti-aging abilities, if we really want to age well, if we really want our body to be able to keep itself healthy and prevent disease. And the biggest point for me with her protein cycling were those numbers. Her lower protein days, I think, were around like 20 to 25 grams of protein, which essentially means either a reasonable serving of protein at one meal or just a little bit of protein at a couple meals. And her high protein days are really, really moderate, just 45 to 55 grams. I see a lot of people having that much protein in one meal. So she goes into the science of that in a way that I think is very interesting and very compelling. I don't think intermittent fasting is the approach for everybody. I don't think it needs to be. And I think everybody, regardless of your goals, unless you're, you know, trying to compete at the CrossFit Games and build muscle, should be careful of their protein consumption. And protein cycling is one way of many to do that. The last thing that I found really encouraging about her book, and also very instructive in terms of strategy, her approach around dietary fat is fat first, carbs last. And she means that both in terms of order throughout the day, but also in terms of priority. Fat first, carbs last. She's very much a proponent of not having carbs in the first part of the day, which I am too. Golden Rules of Carbs and Fat Loss is an approach to carbs for energy and fat loss that I created, and we go into detail in episode 195. So if you're curious about the specifics of the Golden Rules of Carbs and Fat Loss, listen to episode 195. I'll link to it over in the show notes. But her approach is fat first, fat most, carbs later in the day. And of course, her support is for whole food approaches. And she really goes into some detail about why this is so great for anti-aging, for body composition, a la fat loss, energy, longevity, autophagy as well, because autophagy is supported by fat consumption, but not supported by protein and carbohydrate consumption. Because autophagy cannot, as I said earlier, be activated when insulin is elevated. And carbs and protein elevate insulin in a way that we don't see with dietary fat. And of course, she's talking about quality food sources for fat, like avocado, salmon, some nuts, not necessarily, lots of cheese or something like that, because dairy can have different sensitivities, different reactions, trigger inflammation, and is a common allergen. So she also gives some really, really great recipes. I have tried a few of them and I've liked everything that I have tried. There's a cookbook that goes with the book. I haven't bought that, so I can't weigh in on that. And side note too, she has an entire section about skincare, which I love because I'm a real skincare geek, I guess. I've been using Fatco products for quite a long time. I'm not an ambassador, but I buy my Fatco products through Thrive Market, and that has changed my skin. But I'm also excited for some of the topical things like the cellulite scrub that she talks about, because blood flow is one of the big reasons that cellulite can be so stubborn and hard to tackle. And so using something like coconut oil, which penetrates the skin uniquely well, with a combination of something like coffee grounds, which is going to stimulate blood flow as well, I'm excited about that. But as I said at the start of the show, coffee grounds in the shower is not the cleanest approach. So I will tell you that as I read this book, I immediately placed an order for some ingredients. And if you want to be prepared with some of the recipes that I got the most excited about, though I won't give you the recipes, I will tell you what I placed an order for. I already mentioned the Noumi brand Earl Grey tea. I got that. I got some cinnamon sticks, so not granulated cinnamon, but actual cinnamon sticks, and red pepper flakes. So that's the other really cool part about this book. It's not these crazy, ridiculous ingredients that you've never heard of. There are a couple of those, but I certainly didn't buy them. These are all super affordable things and things that a lot of you probably already have. I did not have the Earl Grey tea, but this Noumi brand has the ingredient that she talks about in detail. And Noumi tea, if you buy it from the grocery store, you're probably looking about $7 a box. On Thrive Market, it was four something. And then the cinnamon sticks, if you buy a jar of them at the grocery store, it probably can get pretty costly. But Thrive Market not only has them, but they have their own Thrive Market brand. So it's a generic, which makes it more affordable. And I got a whole bag of those. And then, of course, red pepper flakes are super easy to come by. But yeah, you don't have to spend a bajillion dollars if you're inspired by the book. So the book is called Glow 15. I really liked it. I read all the time, and it is rare that I like a book so much and think it's well done enough to want to jump on and do an episode with you guys about it. Those were some of my biggest takeaways. I will link to the book over in the show notes at primalpotential.com. And even if you don't read the book, get some Noumi Earl Grey tea and drink it. Even if you don't know what the Atafa tea recipe is because you don't get the book or you don't check it out from your library, you can get some of the benefits just by drinking that. And I don't know that all brands have the particular component that she is talking about in terms of the autophagy activation, but Noumi brand does. I got mine through Thrive Market. If you go through, again, Noumi brand's usually about $7 a box. I got it for four something. But if you go through thrivemarket.com/primalpotential and it's your first order, you'll save an additional 25%. So that's kind of a no-brainer. So there's something that you can do with this stuff, even if you don't choose to get the book, but I highly recommend it. If you read it, let me know what you think. Let me know what you loved most about it. And I will continue to share the different things that I am doing as inspired from the book over on Instagram, so you can follow me there at Elizabeth Benton. Hope you guys have a really great day, and I will chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.